When I was a kid growing up, the thing I'd look forward to the most about Christmas was going down to my grandparents' house. We'd go down from Columbus and spend a few days with my grandparents. And it wasn't just the extra presents that I was excited about. There were some other things. She would let us eat Fruit Loops for breakfast. And I loved Fruit Loops. And we didn't get those at home. So that was always something to look forward to. They had this L-shaped couch in their family room, and all the cushions would come off, and you could make some awesome forts with that couch. So I spent a lot of time doing that. I enjoyed seeing my cousins. A lot of them were the same age, so we had a lot of fun together. I loved just spending time with my grandparents, and every Christmas Eve we'd go to the midnight mass and to the caroling beforehand. My grandpa, God rest his soul, he would always sing bass an octave lower than everyone else. And my brother and I just thought that was hilarious. But there are so many things that I would look forward to. And I would get so excited as Christmas was coming. And time seemed to slow down. Every day seemed to get longer and longer just because I was looking forward to Christmas so much. And the joy that I was experiencing in the anticipation was the fruit of love. Now, I loved my grandparents, and I loved everything about going down there. And the joy that I experienced was the result of that love. As I said at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. And in our readings, through all three of the readings, we get this sense of anticipation. The people in the gospel are asking, what do we do? How do we get ready? And, St. Paul talks about how the Lord is near and he's about to come and how that should cause us to rejoice. But often I run into people who aren't really all that excited about the coming of Christ. And they might get excited about other things regarding Christmas. They might get excited about the lights and the presents and the decorations and other things. But it's not really Christ that they're excited about. And the opportunity to be with Christ and to be in his presence, really, they're not that thrilled about it. But to know Christ is to love him. If we know who he is, we will respond with love. And then we'll experience the joy that our readings talk about. But a lot of people, I don't think, ever really encounter and know Jesus Christ. They might know about him. They might be able to tell you, oh yeah, he came to earth 2,000 years ago. He's the all-powerful God. They might be able to recite some facts about him. But that's different than having an actual personal relationship and knowing him personally. And unfortunately, it's possible for people to live life as Catholics, coming to Mass every Sunday, and never actually know Jesus Christ personally. And he's a being of infinite majesty. He's a being so unlike anyone else we've ever encountered in this world. He's a being of infinite creativity. You're never going to get bored in your relationship with him because he's infinitely creative, infinitely powerful. Simply to will things, they happen with God. He does just to will and then things exist. Our Lord is just so incredible. As St. Augustine says, beauty ever ancient, beauty ever new. So many people simply view our faith as a set of rules to follow, and they never encounter the one who's at the center of our faith. And so the question is, do we know Christ personally? And so here's a good test for us. If we know Christ, we'll love him. And if we love him, we'll be excited to be in his midst. How excited are we to come to Mass on Sundays? When Christ is fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. How excited are we about that? Do we view coming to Mass as a chore or simply an obligation, something that we have to do or something that we do out of habit? Or is this something that we look forward to and we're excited about? If we're excited about it, that means we probably know Jesus Christ and we love him, and the joy and the anticipation is the fruit of that love. If we're not excited, we probably don't know Jesus Christ or know him very well. And so for some of this might be a reminder to rekindle our love for our Lord. And some people, it might be a wake-up call. And we might be saying to ourselves, gee, I'm really not excited at all to go to Sunday Mass. Well, that means that there's something missing in our relationship with our Lord. And so we do have a week and a half left in the Advent season. And if we don't know Jesus Christ, and if it's not something that gets us excited to come to Mass, perhaps we need to make our commitment for the rest of this Advent time to rekindle that relationship. And this isn't something that we should just simply add to our list of things to do. Like, I need to send out Christmas cards, I need to finish my Christmas shopping, I need to get to know Jesus Christ a little better, and I really want to watch Dancing with the Stars. You know, it's not just like one thing of many. The very purpose for which we are created, for those of you who remember your Baltimore Catechism, God created us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life, and to be with him forever in the next. And it's the very purpose for which we exist in this world, is to come to know Jesus Christ. And so it's not something that we should just put on a laundry list of all sorts of different things that we need to do. You know, it's the very purpose for which we exist. And how sad would it be if at the end of our lives, when we go before Christ for judgment, he looks us straight in the eyes and says, I do not know you. How sad would that be? How unfortunate. And so if we have too many other things that are going on in our lives to the point where it's interfering and we say, I don't have time to get to know Christ better. I don't have time to nurture a healthy life of prayer. If there's too many other things going on in our lives, then we need to step back and reprioritize and say, well, some of these things just aren't important enough. I need to cut some of these things. You know, there's a lot of good things that we can do, but we can't neglect the better part in favor of lesser things. We can't neglect the most important thing, which is getting to know Jesus Christ and developing a deep relationship with him. And so, do we know Christ? How deep is our relationship of prayer? Well, how do we get to know Christ? If you're sitting there saying to yourself, well, you know, how do I get to know Christ better? The best way is Eucharistic adoration. Christ is fully present in the Eucharist. Adoration is when we come into his presence, when we come to church and pray in front of the Eucharist. You can do that anytime the church is open. You can come on Wednesday evenings when we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament this Wednesday. You have that opportunity. How many times have you come to the church to adore our Lord in the past week? You can ask yourselves, how many times have you come in the past month? Have you ever voluntarily in your entire life come to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament? You know, the answer to those questions reveals something about our relationship with our Lord. To have a relationship with anyone, we have to devote time to it. You can't get to know someone unless you make an investment of time into that relationship. So the best way is Eucharistic adoration. What else can we do to get to know our Lord better? Reading Scripture. Especially the Gospels. How many times have you read Scripture this past week? How many times this past month do we spend time reading and meditating on Scripture? Or praying the Rosary? Or some of the other devotions that we can do to nurture our spiritual lives? How much time are we actually committing to those? And it's also important in our prayer, you know, rote, memorized prayers are good. And it's an important part of any spiritual life to have memorized prayers. But that can't be all that's part of our spiritual lives. There has to be time of silence where we're listening. And there has to be time of meditation and time where we're simply communing with the Lord and expressing what's going on in the depths of our heart to the Lord and listening in response. So the rote memorized prayers are good, and we need those, but we can't stop there. If that's the only thing that's in our prayer life, then it's easy to hide behind that and never have a real relationship and just be rattling off prayers. But it's important for us also to go deeply into silence in times of meditation, because that's really when we're communing and where the relationship with our Lord really opens up. So the question, the challenge for us with the remainder of this Advent season is, do we know Christ? If we know Christ, and the more deeply we know him, the more deeply we'll love him. And the more deeply we love him, the more our joy will be in anticipation for Christmas, in anticipation for coming to Mass and those times of prayer. And that joy is the one joy which leads us to the joy of heaven, which is spending an eternity with our Lord. So perhaps some of us need to rekindle our relationship with our Lord with the remainder of this Advent. Some of us perhaps need to fall in love with our Lord for the first time in the remainder of this Advent season. But if we do that, then we'll look forward to the coming of our Lord at Christmas with the same anticipation that a little kid looks forward to Christmas at Grandma's.